This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yesterday, I flipped through. I really wasn't inside much yesterday, but just for people who never knew George Floyd, for people who had no connection really to George Floyd, other than the fact that this is something that has unearthed a lot of pain in a lot of people. It's reminding a lot of people of things that, you know, that they've gone through in their past with racism. It's such an emotional time. To anyone on the outside who this is not affecting directly, you could look at this and go, all right, well, like, this is a lot. But it's still the emotionality of it all. I struggle to understand it myself, but I'm asking questions and I'm listening to my friends, and it's something that it was almost a catharsis for a lot of them. So I think that, yeah, like you said, you can't tell anyone how to grieve. And I think that there's a huge population in our country that's grieving for not just George Floyd. It's for so many other things.
I hope not. I hope it's not just for George Floyd.
It's not.
Yeah. There's much more. It goes much deeper. And that's why I think that we have become, we've succumbed a little bit to the hysteria around it rather than getting into the core, the root of the problem, superficial propositions made in Congress to deal with some of these things. This is systemic. This is deep. This is problematic. It's in the way of us being, I think, who we want to be collectively, all of that stuff. I think we've talked about it as the straw that broke the camel's back. But the hysteria around him and, the connection between him, George Floyd, and Derek Chauvin is pretty clear. They have bumped heads. They've been together. They've been in some way, shape, or form. They knew each other. And that's what makes this more weird to me than anything else. I want to know more about that. I want to know more about how that relationship, or what it was about that, that caused Chauvin, apparently, to do what he did to Floyd. And that's really as far as I'm interested in going when it comes to Floyd. I don't want to be wrapped around this guy and have him become some kind of superhero, which he wasn't, or Superman, which he wasn't. He was another person victimized by a culture or a pattern of thinking that is unacceptable. And so you look around at some of the other things that we're being sensitive to, or are we being oversensitive? The actor Hartley Sawyer, who was on The Flash, been in a bunch of movies and other things, apparently posted some pretty rotten stuff 2016, 2017, racist, homophobic, other tweets that he shared before he became who he was on The Flash. And so the showrunner announced yesterday he's not going back for season 7 of The Flash because of these things that he posted. You cannot do this stuff, but he didn't do it in current time. This is something he did 3 or more years ago, and he's being held.
Yeah, but what he said isn't something that you just change your mind about. That's the thing. When people look back on someone else's social media posts and say, well, it was, 3 or 4 years ago. Well, 3 or 4 years ago, I wasn't writing racist stuff. And I mean,
what he wrote? What was the comment?
He made a comment about women, first of all. And that was
misogyny.
Yeah, that was awful. And then he said he was just joking about it. And then there was something else that he said that was racist. And I read it yesterday. I just went, ugh.
You don't say things like that. Much is said in jest.
People 3 years ago wasn't 1950. Enough with this. Like, a lot of people do that. Oh, well, it was 3 years ago. Okay, well, where was I 3 years ago? I was on this show not posting racist and misogynist stuff. That's where I was 3 years ago. Where were you? I don't know. This is where cancel culture actually works. And this is just, it's disgusting.
So is this guy to never work again? Is that?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Because under the circumstances, I don't much care either.
I'd just like to know what he said so that we can actually see if it's as bad as
you
think it is.
Look it up because I'm not saying it on the air.
Do you know? You know what it is?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the post right now.
Can you give us just an overview? Because I've never heard of this.
Actually, the first one I'm looking at goes back to 2012. And then there was another post in 2014, another one in 2017. The only thing from me doing mildly racist tweets is the knowledge that Al Sharpton would never stop complaining about me. And then there's a post that I can read out at dinner, just exposed myself as a racist again in conversation. He said, as a lad, one of my favorite activities was kidnapping homeless women and cutting off their breasts. This guy's
that's weird. Well,
and then there's, but there's another one, though, that women should only be... there was something else that he said. I didn't even hear about that one with the breasts. That's disgusting. But there was another thing about, like, all women need to be put in a caravan and used as slaves or something. I mean, it was just...
The guy's
psychotic.
Yeah,
he sounds like he's weird. I don't care if he ever works again, to go back to your answer. I don't think the world needs more of someone like that who's being worshipped for being on a very popular show.
Need help? They just, okay, so he's got a problem. Do they get help? Do they seek help? We're helping everybody with everything here. This is the mental health issues that we don't deal with. I don't know anything about this guy. I never heard of him before.
Yeah,
looking at this. Never heard of him.
And I don't even know how wide his net would be, obviously.
But it is the cancel culture. That is correct.
Right. And instead of talking to people, we just want to say, we're done. We're out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's missing an opportunity. I don't think
this guy's psychotic.
Well, I don't know anything about him, so he very well could be. I mean, I don't know.
It's not him. It's kind of like George Floyd.
But it's just symbolic.
It's not about him. It's about, thank you, it's a symptomatic focus, if you will, on things that are being said and being thought by people, and you wonder why do they have the why are they so angry? What are they? It's kind of.
I mean,
sick
I'm thinking of Terry Crews, for instance. Terry Crews would maybe be a better example because Terry Crews is someone who, at least, I think we all kind of have an idea who that might be. And he's
Brooklyn
getting
99. He's gotten a lot of
right.
Yeah.
And all he said was something like, "Make sure that you're not doing the." And I'm paraphrasing here. This was so. He said it in a different way, but he basically said, don't do the Black Lives Matter movement all by yourself with only one race, because just like white supremacy was created, that creates black supremacy. And people went bananas. He was trending on Twitter. They were trying to cancel
so
him.
Here's,
they're still
right,
going
so
after him.
But black people went after him, though. It
doesn't
wasn't,
matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Right, but
everybody went after him.
Right, but for good reason, because if only in Orlando Jones, who's another black actor and comedian, he said, well, wait a second, we only make up 14% of the population, so if it's just us, that's not a majority.
His math was not that he was taking over. I don't think he was making a math equation. He was saying you want to make sure everybody's included with that movement, because why create the division that's created with white supremacy or black supremacy? I think that's what it was. It wasn't about population, but the idea is, so he says it. So who cares? Let him say it. Let him have his right, and people will either listen to him or not. Everybody is so
well,
quick
I don't think
to say,
get
if you don't,
from America's Got Talent for that.
If people are very quick to say, if you don't agree with me, I don't want to hear you.
Yeah, there's a lot
and
of
that's
that.
That's stupid. That's just
here's something
really stupid.
That happened yesterday in Phoenix. Perhaps paraphrasing it, the slap heard around the world. The video that's gone viral in the last 24 hours shows a woman in a convenience store slapping. Another woman. Did you see this?
The woman was disgusting.
Her. Yeah. Well, okay. But this is part of what's going on here. This was in a gas station convenience store. The woman telling a customer checking out the cash register that she wasn't welcome in the store and needed to go back to your country. I mean, what kind of stupid. That's the kind of stuff that is the ignorance that is there. But a lot of people feel it. A lot of people. And then. This woman says, I was born in America, bitch. Where are your ancestors from? Then they grab each other and they start having like a wrestling match. She slaps her, grabs her arm. Keep your hands off me. You know, it's that kind of stuff. You deserve
it. Well, the white
woman
did more than that. There was something else with the gas or something. She tried to call the cops on her or something. There was something else to that when I saw that video and I read the... what they had actually said. There was something else in there. This was not like a mutual or equal fight. The white woman completely instigated and was attacking the black girl. So
But there's a lot of that that goes on because there are a lot of white people who feel that way. And
well,
there's so much ignorance.
It.
I didn't say it did.
Oh, all right.
You didn't hear me say that. No, I'm just the opposite. But what I'm saying is just another example of what is of the heightened tensions and the kind of thing that whether are people going to change, I guess is my question. Are people going to deal with their prejudices in are we eliminating them with all of this stuff? Is that going to help? Or are you just shaming people and forcing all of this stuff underground? That would be kind of the question that I have as we continue to look at all of this stuff here on the DJV program. Here's something else to talk about, to think about, to look at, your way to... either staying healthy, getting healthy, your weight. Now, oftentimes at this time of year, we talk about this in relationship to, you know, what's going on. The beach is coming. It's time to not wear as many clothes so people look at you. And if you need some cover or if you need something that takes care of this problem in a permanent way, in an efficient way, in a scientific way, then you need to go to TopLoss.com. Take the advice of so many people that you can read about at TopLoss.com who've gone through this thing, and they stayed on the program. You get on it, you stay on it, especially with the deal they have right now, Calitrin, all natural, good for you, no drugs, no stimulants. People get on it, it helps them sleep well, take 4 capsules at night, they get on it, they just stay on it, especially with the BOGO deal, buy one, get one free. And with a DJV code, you get free shipping. Right now at TopLoss.com. Get rid of that weight the safe way.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Pretty recognizable voice here. It's 23 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you enjoying Jimmy. No matter what song he sings, it's all, like you can tell, it's Jimmy Buffett, right? And now he's heading to the Grand Ole Opry, making his debut on the country music broadcast that everybody knows about, hears about, loves to be on. I was even on the Grand Ole Opry once, and it was a trip. Buffett performs live on the 27th. Alongside Opry member and longtime collaborator Mac McAnally. Brad Paisley's going to be in on this as well. Buffett makes his debut after the May release of Life on the Flip Side, his first studio album in 7 years, debuted at number one on the country charts, and was number two on the regular charts, just behind Lady Gaga, who's number one this week. Parrot heads all around the country tuning into the audience-free show. You can do that via Circle Social Channels or Circle All Access. That's the Country Music Lifestyle Network, which was put on the air earlier this year by a group called Ryman Hospitality. You can also tune in to WSM 650 AM, and I'm sure on their website. WSM is the real old traditional country station in Nashville. Bobby Bones hosts the Opry telecast on the Circle Network. The Opry billed as the longest-running radio show in the United States, and the 27th of June marks the 4,930 consecutive Saturday nights broadcasting in Nashville. They started this show in 1925, and it's been on the air every Saturday night since then. Now, this is quite an honor, I think, for Buffett. An interesting thing. This Life on the Flip Side seems to be his first new album in 7 years, as I said. Marks his 40th time on the Billboard charts. Buffett recorded the album earlier this year in Key West, where he lives, with the Coral Reefer Band, coinciding with the sprawling U.S. tour this spring and summer that was postponed because of the obvious, the Chinese virus. In lieu of live shows, Buffett has embarked on a so-called virtual tour, rebroadcasting archived concerts on his website and on Sirius XM every Wednesday and Saturday night. So, Jimmy is nothing but fun. Everybody loves to listen to Jimmy and his music. And he's become a very, very, underscore, very wealthy guy because of all of the connections.
I think he's worth 400 and something million.
Easy. Yeah.
He also shocked people a couple years ago. He said he no longer drinks margaritas. People, parrotheads, lost their minds.
Right.
He still drinks tequila, but he said margaritas have just gotten too sweet.
A little too sweet.
Too sweet. I probably would like them then. All right, so that's that story. Let's tune in now on Luke Combs, who's dropped this song, which is called Lovin' on You. Let's crank it out, Phil, for a sec. That's what came on Twitter. This song, Lovin' on You, would be his next single. Combs wrote the tune for an EP he had last year called The Prequel. Kind of a honky-tonk tune, a bit of everything in it. Shout-outs to Brooks and Dunn, Marlboros, Day Drinking, Miller Lights, Hunting and Fishing, Being Thoroughly Wrapped Up in Love. Here's some of the lyric line. Don't get me wrong, I like a bobber on the water. Hooking him in and reeling him in. I like Friday Night Slow Ride. Brooks and Dunn B-side. Hit rewind, spin it again. I like a strong shot of whiskey, the way the Marlboro hits me. What, is he a smoker?
There goes the song.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't like the Stole a Valiant Virtue, that stuff. Anyway, so it's the new Luke Combs song, those of you who are fans. All right, tune it in. Tune it up. Lovin' on You, Luke Combs here. Introduced on the Wednesday DJV program, 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants are not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, U.S. senators are looking into fraud and exploitation linked to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham opening a hearing and noting that senior citizens are especially vulnerable.
Trying to play on people's fears. Unfortunately, when you try to do some good in the country, people take advantage of it.
Associate Deputy Attorney General William Hughes testified that fraudsters have been trying to exploit the pandemic ever since the start of the crisis. The private funeral service for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It concludes days of memorials for the man whose death sparked protests around the nation and across the globe. Floyd will be buried next to his mother later today, the woman he cried out for in the viral video of his death. and this is USA Radio News.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
An interesting new revelation comes to light in the case of George Floyd and the cop who's accused of killing him. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
Most Republican U.S. senators making it clear they're not in favor of defunding police departments. A resolution introduced yesterday calls for justice for George Floyd, but argues against defunding law enforcement. AMC theaters might be reopening soon after all, the company announcing that they do hope to be fully open worldwide by next month. The theater chain has been shuttered because of COVID-19, resulting in an over $2 billion loss in the year's first quarter. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Sort of universal appeal, the reliability
of what we have, what we offer here daily on the DJV program is what people talk about. Plus, they talk about what we're talking about. You're talking about it. We're talking about it. And what do we have to say? Well, we'll get into a number of items in this half hour, as usual, on the DJV program. What you think and how you talk, there are consequences to all of it. And we're seeing that, the general direction of the population, talking about what is real, what they imagine is real, because that, let's face it, sometimes what we think, is thoughts or things, what we imagine, those things become real. And they become real to us, whether they're real or they aren't real, they become real to us. So I never want to discount what anybody is thinking, what they say, they're thinking, what they're discovering about their own beliefs. There is a lot of stuff to absorb these days. There really is. Whether it's the day-to-day stuff, like this story, Victoria, the arrest in Minneapolis, fire in the police precinct, you know, that sort of thing. Maybe you can bring us up to date on that.
Yeah, the Justice Department has announced that they've made an arrest in the connection to the burning of the Minneapolis police precinct. It's the third precinct that was basically burned to the ground, and they arrested Brandon Michael Wolf. He's 23 years old. He's a St. Paul resident. They charged him with aiding and abetting arson. Now, he didn't start the fire, but he was caught on camera kicking a wooden barrel into the fire to help feed it. And he also looted the precinct while he was at it. And so he stole items from the precinct during the riot, and then they found those items in his house. He had body armor, a police-issued duty belt, a baton, a riot helmet, 9mm pistol magazine, a police radio, and a police-issued overdose kit. He had a belt that had handcuffs and a knife on it, and his name was written in duct tape on the back of the body armor. So, kind of homemade there, but he had already, I guess, decorated his looting stuff. And so he was arrested after a local home improvement store called the police on him, saying that a man in riot gear was attempting to enter the store. He had actually been fired as a security guard. He was fired from that store earlier that day after reportedly posting on social media about the stuff that he stole from the precinct. So there are two different crimes here. He looted and stole from the precinct, helped the fire along, and then went to the home improvement store in this police gear to try to, I guess, steal from the store. So this guy's a real winner all around. And his father told the Minneapolis Star Tribune that his son...
How do people get like this?
I don't know.
Do you get this crazy?
Well, his father said his son has, quote, zero common sense. Now, if that's all he wants to take accountability for parenting this idiot, you know, sure, he's not up for Father of the Year, but
no,
it's a mess.
Not at all. Yeah, it is kind of a mess. So here's another example, though. Every day we go through all of these things, and you know, there are lots of items we prepare for, we talk about, try to analyze them. Here's one that'll make your head shake a little. Maybe it will. I shook my head when I saw the story of Greg Glassman. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He's a CrossFit champion, and he and his wife started. What's that?
He's been canceled. Oh, he's the CrossFit CEO.
CrossFit Inc. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. He and his wife started that in 2000, and apparently stepped down yesterday because he. Said on a company communication to the other, you know, they've got a number of stores around the country, that he, quote, is not mourning for George Floyd. So that's enough. He says, I'm not mourning for George Floyd either. In stepping down as CEO, I've decided to retire. I created a rift in the CrossFit community and unintentionally hurt many of its members. Since I founded CrossFit, become the world's largest network of gyms. All are aligned in offering an elegant solution to the vexing problem of chronic disease, yada, yada, yada. Those who know me know that my sole issue is the chronic disease epidemic. I know that CrossFit is the solution to this epidemic. Staff serves, he's just apologizing. Well, he didn't want to jeopardize by somebody taking his words and flipping around. But if that's all it takes... For this guy who's 63 years old to feel like he's going to get drubbed out of the business because he said he wasn't mourning for George Floyd.
People were going nuts about him yesterday. He was trending yesterday.
About Glassman?
I didn't know what his name was. Yeah, but the CrossFit was trending because people were saying they were going to give up on it, they weren't going to do it.
Give up on CrossFit because of him?
Yes.
Wow. We all need to take a deep breath.
Well, he called it Floyd 19 instead of COVID 19, so I think that didn't exactly rub people
the right
way.
That's still not enough to lose your whole life. Yeah. I mean, that's just the thing, is that we all need to be calm. I don't know. I feel like the tensions are so high, and I don't know.
But how is this any different from saying capitalism is working, and if people don't want to have their business with him, then they have every right to take it somewhere else.
Totally fine. They have every right to do that. All I'm saying
is that... But making a business decision based on that?
People can make a business decision based on anything. I believe capitalism works, and it filters out the stuff that we need, and all of that is true. But I think everybody's emotions are so... high right now. We're just looking for people to hate. And that kind of hate does not spark any positive change. It's just not. It's going to ruin the movement because it's based in negativity instead of positivity. And it's I don't know.
We have in Framingham. In Framingham, where I live, we have a black mayor. And she's been all about trying to create diversity, trying to change the tone or tempo of what goes on in town. Some people think it was necessary. Some people don't. There have been a lot of things created out of the desire that she had to change the way people think and things, how things are operating in town. So yesterday, a group of people that were created here in the last couple of years called Framingham Families for Racial Equity have started a petition to reduce police funding and have police pushed out of the schools so that they aren't there. You know, most, especially the high school level, most high schools in most communities now have a police, what do they call it? It's a police, and a Rich McFadden brother does it in some school. It's a police presence in the school.
Like a school police.
Yeah, but it's
not. Well, it's actual local cops in the schools.
They call them safety officers or whatever
it
is, right?
Sometimes. But anyway, they want to have this, and this is a group that has support from the mayor. And so I wonder if this is another example of. I'm all for cutting the budget in Framingham schools because there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse, corruption, silly stuff being spent on silly things rather than educating youngsters. But I don't know that this, I don't know. I mean, I don't,
until
I find it hard
shooting,
to believe that there are police in schools with, you know, every day there are police wandering around the corridors
of the
high school.
This is actually the best way so that people, so that students can have positive interactions with someone in law enforcement. This is what needs to happen. We need to have more police officers in the community talking to people, getting to know people. So on both sides, there's more understanding. And I don't know, I was talking to my mom about this, who is about as liberal as they come. And she said this, as a teacher, as someone who's retired after 30 years in the LA Unified, she said this is the stupidest thing she's ever heard of. And for some teachers unions, particularly the one I talk about here, the LA Teachers Union, is endorsing this idea of removing police officers from campus. This is stupid. My mom has survived two race riots on her campus. There is violence all the time. Kids taking weapons to school. This is not the solution.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people are calling for it as the end of something negative. Make it positive. Think of it this way. Think of it as kids actually having positive interactions with someone that they respect on campus.
Okay.
That's actually a good thing.
Here in Framingham, I had no idea. I'm looking through the stats from this past couple of years. How many kids have been arrested? How many kids have brought guns to school? This is the school resource officer. That was the name that I was looking for, by the way. There is one in the high school. There's one in the technical school. The discipline numbers show, this group is pointing out, that of the 399 students who got serious discipline, i.e. were arrested, suspended, removed, whatever, 238 were minority students and 161 were white. So they claim that that's prejudice because 45% of the students in Framingham schools are minorities. Can you imagine the size? This is really talking about diversity. And yet there isn't enough diversity to satisfy some of the people who are leaders. Now, I don't know about the stats here, whether that's reflective of what's going on around the country in big high schools or big community schools. But first of all, it disappoints me that we need to have that sort of thing. Secondly, the stats are what they are, but is that enough to change the way things are going? Something ought to change, no question about that. But I mean, just think about it. In a town this size, 399 students were disciplined this past year. Now that's a huge number for me anyway. So anyway, I think that I bring that to your attention because it seems to be reflective of what's going on. Framingham Families for Racial Equity in Education wants the police out of the schools. How many other communities? What about your community where you are in New Jersey? What's going on down there with regard to this thinking?
I have no idea, honestly, if there are cops in schools in Jersey. I would assume in certain areas there probably are. I have no idea. I didn't really go to school in New Jersey, so I can't really speak to it.
Where is our society going, though? Is it going to be better when we come through all of this? Let's hope that we're going to be better when all of this. But I think some of the stuff that I'm seeing, I don't see how that's going to make us better, but it's, It's just me.
Well, the weird thing is I saw a stat yesterday about L.A. school police, and I don't know what they're called out there, but I'm just using that term, school police, that 1 in 4 arrests are of elementary and middle school students. Those are aged 5 to 13 years old. That's insane.
Are they minority kids? They're white kids? What are they? Is that stat known?
It probably has to be
diverse. It's just by age, but yeah, that's insane.
I haven't seen those numbers, but look, I think these kids are a lot more mature than we think that they are, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on at middle school campuses. I don't know about elementary, but I know my mom wouldn't even go to a junior high campus when she was doing substitute work, because that's actually where the kids are almost worse than at the high school level. So just what's going on with them and their bodies and their attitudes, who knows? I don't justify it. All I know is I talked to my mom, who sits there, doesn't agree with me politically, and says this is the dumbest thing that the people on the other side of the aisle are asking for, to rid police of this, because you know what's going to happen. There are more school shootings that
we're
going to
do this. Who's going to do the work that they were doing?
Right.
Going to hire
private
security firms? What's that?
There's
they're
more
all
school
cops.
Shootings that we hear about than these cases of unarmed people being killed by police. And so let's figure it out. We can't just scratch our head when babies are being shot in a classroom of all colors, because those people don't discriminate. They walk in and they start shooting.
Yeah. All right, here's another. Let's do a couple of quick television stories. One of them has to do, well, another one, because we talked about this one guy from... what's the name of that show on CW? That guy was on. The Flash. Okay, so here's a show from Bravo. You two probably watched this. I never heard of it before. I never heard of these people before. It's called...
You're going to say Vanderpump Rules?
Thank you. I was trying to put it... Yeah, it's... Yeah, so you know,
I don't watch that show. I know this... I know the girl who got fired. It's stupid. She's an idiot, and she, you know, she called the cops on her black co-star... Thought it was a joke, but the girl who black girl who got called, who the cops had to like apprehend her about a robbery that she didn't commit. She was in the military. And I think it affected her job. Like it got her in trouble. I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so like 4 people got fired from the show.
Right, for this sort of thing. The new SVU spinoff, excuse me, that we've been talking about. Which was going to go to NBC, Law and Order Hate Crimes. I wonder if all this stuff is going to find its way into those scripts. Apparently, it's not going to go on TV, but it's going to go to streaming. Am I reading this correctly?
Yes, because the language that is associated with hate crimes cannot air on network.
Okay. So this is where Elliot Stabler is going.
No, that's a different one. Elliot Stabler is going to
Maloney,
network.
I thought was going, yeah, Christopher Maloney is coming back.
But he's not on hate crimes.
No, so there is but it's called something. It's a spinoff of SVU, but it's not. What's it called? Do you remember?
I don't know the name of it. I don't think it has a name yet. They're just fast tracking it because the fans are so excited for him to come back.
It's crazy to get him back on.
Yeah,
they want him on with. They don't want a separate show for him. They want him back on with Mariska Hargitay.
I have a feeling they'll do a lot of crossovers because he is going to be back on the show with her. He's going to make an appearance to kind of kick off his
Wolf
own show.
The Dick Wolf shows, of which there are now, 8 or 9 in production, the 2 FBI shows on CBS, the 3 Chicago shows on NBC, and now the 2 Law & Order shows. How many is that? That's 6 or 7 anyway.
It's
this guy's amazingly prolific with the things he's coming up with, and everybody wants his work on all the networks. They all want him. To do stuff. So I saw a crossover last night of one of the detectives from Chicago PD, which is on NBC, on the FBI show, which is on CBS. So they're all, you know, they're not paying any attention to crossover stuff. It's interesting. All right, Jen, quick. What's the best
Something
show on TV
tonight?
Something
fun for you tonight. The history of the swimsuit on Turner's Hollywood movies. All the famous ladies like Bo Derek who wore those famous bathing suits all on Turner Classic Movies tonight at 8 o'clock and the season premiere Bulletproof on CW at 8.
Good call. 50 minutes, 10 before the hour, 50 after the hour.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program with the important info. Victoria Keevan joins us. If you work from home but you don't have any room, this is who's going to pay for this will be the question that people ask after you tell them the story, Victoria.
This might be one of my favorite tech stories to come along in a long time, because everyone's working from home and everyone's trying to figure out if you make a makeshift home office. I've heard so many stories of my friends who are apartment dwellers, or even, if you live in a condo or whatever, they're trying to make the best of a work from home situation. So this tech analyst, he's pretty well known, Jeremiah Ao Yang is his name. So he is now working from home like everybody else, and he found a great alternative to the really high rent in Silicon Valley in office rentals. So he bought a 22-foot Airstream RV. And because that's technically a home, you can get a 30-year mortgage on it, which he did. He parked it in his backyard, souped it up for video calls and conferences, and he basically surveyed the local real estate market. He found that office rentals were charging at least $2,000 a month, so he got a 20-year loan at $370 a month for a $50,000 Airstream sport trailer, and that's his new office space. That's not bad for $370 a month.
Claim it as a deduction? Hoo-ah.
Yeah, he goes, exactly. He said, I own it. I can claim it as a business deduction and resell it at some point in the future. And he said, I used to fly to conferences. Now I walk to the backyard. And he basically made a studio in within the Airstream.
Airstreams are cool, pictures. Man.
Yeah, they're super cool. So he said, now my commute is 29 steps from the house to the backyard, and it's a quiet place to work. And he said he will not be moving it around because it is a permanent fixture as an office space. It's like a trailer. And so he said he actually got the idea from Zappos founder Tony Hsieh, who actually bought a bunch of Airstreams for workers. And then Elon Musk has a village of them in the desert, which I also did not know. Right. So Airstream offices are kind of like the new thing. Look, they've been doing it on construction sites forever, right? They've got trailers. So it's kind of this a fancier version of that. And so Jeremiah said, you know, when all said and done, after everyone is kind of figuring out how to go back to work, he said, I think this is really the future. And people are going to need a dedicated, quiet place to work away from the kids, away from the house. And he said this also could be a good solution for high-density, high-rent locations like New York City, San Francisco, which is the rent is the highest, I think, in the country. And so a lot of people maybe don't have to have that much office space anymore. I know I have a friend who works for a private equity firm on Park Avenue, and they're now realizing, you know what, we don't really need four floors, we only need one. And we can have people working from home, we can have people coming in on shifts, like once a week certain people come in, they do a meeting. I think that's actually going to be the new...
This whole thing is raising hell with the rental real estate office.
Oh, the landlords.
Every up and down the street here, every office building you go by, they're for rent, for sale, for lease. The question, though, to ponder, not necessarily now, is do you want one of these or a bunch of these in your neighborhood, depending on where you live? I think that's something that also will be part of the discussion. Meanwhile, we're going to cogitate now the fear created by the knowledge that asteroids are headed toward our planet.
The Geek Out.
Hey, we need to have a talk about the fate of mankind and asteroids. Not much annoys me more than when news outlets try to grab your eyeballs with a headline like, skyscraper-sized space rock careening towards Earth, only to find out that's not really true. And this happened last week with a stadium-sized asteroid, but here's the deal. That particular rock actually passed by and missed the Earth by more than 3 million miles. So if you see one of these headlines, did you know NASA has a page on their site that actually lists the next 5 Earth approaches complete with real distances to help calm your concern? So don't fall for the clickbait, go to the source, and we've tweeted that link at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, next up, the Federal Communications Commission has a proposal before it that affects technologists, it would seem, Victoria.
Well, it's robocall, so it affects all of us. And they have proposed a $225 million fine. It's the largest fine ever against 2 health insurance telemarketers for spamming people with 1 billion robocalls using fake numbers. I know. So John Spiller and Jacob Mears are the two behind this. They made the calls through 2 different businesses, and a bunch of different states sued them in federal court. And the FCC said the robocalls offered plans from major insurers like Aetna and United Health with an automated message. But if people pressed the button for more information, then they were transferred to a call center and sold a plan that had nothing to do with either of those companies.
Great.
So this was just a total scam that a lot of people, unfortunately, got caught up in.
Yep. All right. So you got what you deserve there, pal. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.